coming in Dragon Ball Super. I didn't get my entrances mixed up. You got your entrances mixed up.
I also forgot what we were doing.
I didn't forget my show opening is confused.
Yeah. Well, it happens, you know.
Welcome to Ball Not Super, everybody.
We work hard on these shows. Of course we're going to get.
Listen, my brain is scrambled. I'm Lawson Phoenix. That's been Elder Mosin. We're here.
Yeah.
When you're here, you're family.
We're queer. We're right. We gotta run through this because your boy is taking his lunch break to do the show.
Yeah. Don't say we never worked hard. Well, you can say that I didn't. That's fine, but.
Yeah.
But AJ's taking his lunch break to record this goddamn Dragon Ball podcast.
Yeah. I don't got a shit ton of free time. Let's do this.
Let's do this thing. Well, here's the thing, though, Betty G. Before we get into this week's Dragon Ball. Are you ready for another CBR list?
All right, we're doing this CBR list. There's no way I can stop it.
That's the thing you can do. Are you ready? No, but really, are you? But no, you see this Invincible Season 2? You seen this? You heard about this? You heard about this? Seen this?
Yeah, man, I enjoyed the shit out of it.
I watched it instead of watching WrestleMania. And I made the right decision.
Likewise.
So it was hot fire, as it is. It was a real banger, as the kids say. So it was straight peak, no filler. Now I have a CBR list here. Now everyone knows that in Invincible, it's all about the Viltrumites. Everyone jerks off about the Viltrumites, but. We're not doing that today. You know why? We're here to discuss humanity. Humanity's greatest heroes. And technically, yes, Mark Grayson is also a human, but he's not getting included in this. Much in the same way that Dwayne The Rock Johnson doesn't get included when you talk about the top 10 or top black wrestlers of all time. Why? Because fuck them. I'm not black. I don't get a vote. I'm not a Viltrumite either, so... But I am human, Benel, and so are you, and so are these folks, except they're not real. They're in a comic, and now in an animated show. Long-winded explanation. Top 10. Now, this is by, this is ranking the top 10 strongest human characters in Invincible. And, yes, there is, like, other characters in the comics or whatever, but I can assure you that all 10 of these folks have been introduced by the end of Season 2 of Invincible. So it's not like comic book characters that we don't know. Seems fair?
Yeah.
All right. So, of the humans in Invincible, who do you think are some of the most powerful humans in Invincible? Benny G, what do you think?
Adam Eve is probably top. I know that was...
She's number two, baby. Yep.
Yeah.
She can manipulate matter at a molecular level. So.
Yeah. Yes. Making her incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Immortal's definitely on this list, as he is, in canon, one of the top strongest superheroes on Earth.
He is number one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, it'd be funny if, like, you know, like, the show's called Invincible, but I feel like there's, like, another version of the show, if it was about him. And then all the openings would be, like... Yeah, the openings, he'd be like, man, if I'm going to survive fighting Nolan again, I'm going to have to be. And then it cuts
him. I'm Mortal. That's, you know they're going to do that next, you know they're doing that next season.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. Well, did you see the Adam Eve spinoff?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Adam Eve spinoff, but I know because it's a spinoff from the comic.
Yeah, I think they did it in that one. Yeah, it's really good. I watched it after season, the first half of season 2 came out. Anyway, so you got the top 2, Immortal, Adam Eve. I'll be honest, I think you could probably switch those, but you know, I'm not getting paid minimum wage to write this article, so.
Yes. I believe you could probably switch those.
I think Adam Eve is the strongest human.
But... Adam Eve becomes more of a threat definitely way later on.
Yeah, this was written actually, I don't have a date on this. But it has, like, characters through season 2, so it's... But yeah, you got the top 2. Now, keep in mind, there are also potentially villains on this list. And characters who may not be around anymore. Yeah. They may be deceased. Deceased!
It has to be a human, right?
They do have to be human. Yeah, they're humans.
Mm.
But they may be bad guys or deceased. It's not just heroes.
That means Battle Beast is out.
Yeah, he is not here.
Battle Beast,
he's not here.
Battle Beast is that worker that was like... Like, you were like, oh, who's this guy? And then Battle Beast came in and just, like, wrecked it. He's like, yo, give Battle Beast an icy title run.
Yeah, he gets, from what I know about the comics, I think he gets a little more than that.
Oh, no, he definitely does. Definitely does.
Yeah.
But, like, first season one Battle Beast, you're like...
It's wild that Battle Beast, no one we know, well, at least what I know about the comics, sorry, some spoilers for people out there. Know what I know about the comics later? It's wild that they introduced him when they introduced him. Yeah, it's wild.
He does show up as a hench, and he does beat the shit out of Invisible in the comics, but, like...
It's... Oh, yeah. No, I assume it was based on the comics. I didn't think it was changed, but... I know the show has changed some things with the comics, but from what I've read, seems like it's mostly for the for the better.
Yeah.
Or at least of the show, at least.
Yeah, they've streamlined some things, because, like, the arc with Angstrom Levy is, like almost 50 issues in the comic book. It takes forever to get there. Like, the robot men take, like, a long time. Everything in season two, like, took, like, between, you know, 50 and 100 issues to pay off.
Right. Yeah, no, the show really is incredibly fast-paced. It doesn't fuck around. That respects your time, which I appreciate.
Yeah, the thing is, they have a bunch of stories left, though, so they got a lot of stories to go through.
If Invincible was a D&D campaign, it's like one of these things, you know what, it really, you know, as a GM, I can't help but look at, like, old stories in this light anymore, but, like, they really fuck with Mark. Like, he never gets to chill. They always have a knife to use on him, and they use those knives on him at every turn. They always pull a string on him, on the story thread. But anyway, yeah, so there's 8 more humans here. Benji, so who else do you think is Earth's mightiest heroes that are also human? Or not actually, some of them are villains, or some of them are not alive.
Man, I got the Lizard League in my brain because, like, Komodo Dragon was kind of a beast, but Komodo Dragon never beat anybody that mattered.
True.
Yeah.
Who would he ever beat?
No offense. Never beat anybody, no.
No offense.
I mean, he fucking duplicate, but turns out that wasn't the case.
Yeah. Duplicate got duplicated.
Yeah. Monster Girl, I would put top, not top tier, but, like, definitely B tier.
There are 10 folks on here, so I would say Monster Girl is number 5.
Yeah, that's way too high for Monster Girl. But, like, you guys don't, you haven't seen everyone in the comic book yet, so.
Well, yeah, based on up to season 2, I think it's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one big name missing from this, though, I will say, for sure. But this list is pretty good, actually. I think. Well, actually, now that I look at it, it's actually debatable. I think maybe the person I'm thinking of might be actually like 11. but yeah, Monster Girl is number 5.
It's funny, like, because there's people in the comics that they can't have in Invincible the show because it, like, Robert Kurtzman doesn't own them.
Oh, yeah. There's people missing. I've heard
about that. That make appearances in Invisible, and actually play kind of a significant role.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So Monster Girl's on this list. Fuck, I'm really trying to think here. I know, like... Mark's brother Oliver ends up getting overpowered, but it's season 2, so that hasn't yet happened yet.
It has not happened yet, but we can surmise. Number 3 and 4 are dead, and number 9 is a villain. I'll just give you that.
Well, Alan the Alien is definitely.
But he's not a human, though.
Oh, he's not a human. You're right.
Yeah, it's just the humans.
Definitely tough. That once you get into those 3, 4, 5, so like, I'd say Black Samson would probably be in the list. That's one of the.
I thought so too, but he's not. But Black now Samson's looking at not on the list. Looking at the list, I think I understand why. I think maybe he'd be like 11, maybe. But he could. I could argue for him being like 9th or 10th, based on the way this is laid out. But.
I'd probably throw out like a War Woman would probably be in the top.
She's number 3.
And since she's dead,
she's number War 3. Bad. Yeah, based on what we've seen, I think that's probably correct. War Woman was the last. It was her and Immortal, the final two against Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
So, based on that showing, I think she seemed to be the second strongest of the Guardians, the OG Guardians. So.
Bulletproof.
Yes, there you go.
Bulletproof is definitely on this list.
It's funny because the show hasn't really shown how strong he is yet, but he's strong. He's number 7 on here. And
he has an arc coming up.
Yeah, they're clearly.
I'm sure in season 3 he has an arc coming up.
He's clearly the, how do I put this? Like, he's clearly the next Rexplode. And that, like, Rexplode was, like, an asshole. And now he's, like, having an arc. And I feel like Bulletproof, he's not, like, an asshole the way Rexplode was, but he's kind of, like, the new guy. And he clearly is, he's not bought in on all this, sort of. He's a little removed. But clearly it's clear that he's going to have an arc of sorts. So, Bulletproof is number 7. He's basically a bishop. Also, apparently Invincible's working name was Bulletproof. I didn't know that.
Fuck, man. Like, it's kind of hard. A lot of the Glow, the Guardians of the Glow were, like, the top tier, but there's no way Aquarius is in that fucking list.
Not him, no.
Because the character's a joke.
Oh, yeah, he's also not human.
Character's a joke character.
But yeah, he's also not human, technically.
He's a fish guy.
Yeah, he's a fish guy.
Technically not human. Not like Aquaman, who's, like, technically human.
Right, right. He's half human. There's one more dead guardian, and then there's a villain. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just say everybody else. Oh, actually, there's two villains. I'm sorry. Number 6 is a villain now, and number 9 was always a villain.
Muller twins have a big part, so I'll say Muller twins are just number.
They're not on here. Are they? They're aliens, right?
They're just weirdos. I think genetically modified.
Oh, they probably should be on here then.
Yeah.
Number 4 was probably the most clutch guardian when Nolan came to kill them all.
It's either Darkwing or Red Rush.
It is Red Rush.
Red Rush got killed pretty quick.
It is Red Rush, number 4. Remember, he saved
Red Rush.
He saved like 3 people from Nolan, though.
True. Red Rush never gets replaced either. Like, he just dies.
Yeah. It is kind of bullshit the way Omni-Man kills it. Well, it feels like one of those things where it's like. Like, Red Rush was, like, he was fast enough to save people from Nolan. But then, how'd he get caught? That's the thing. It doesn't make sense that he got caught, really. I guess Nolan is also really fast. But it seems like he, like, ran at him, which was stupid.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people have trouble writing characters with super speed, but that's a rant for another day. So you have the top 5. You got Immortal, Adam Eve, War Woman, Red Rush, Monster Girl. I'll just give you this, because you're not probably going to get this one. Number 6 is Titan. Remember him from the street level arc? He worked for Machine Head, because he's in debt. He's Luke Cage, basically. So he's number six. Number seven is Bulletproof. Number eight is actually Rexplode. Which seems kind of high, because I think Samson might be stronger than him. But we have Rexplode here. Number nine is Doc Seismic. He's a villain, but he can create shockwaves and earthquakes. He's pretty strong. And then number 10 is Robot. Because remember, Robot is a human. That's the reveal. He is a person. And he's real smart, real big-brained. So, yeah, that's the top 10 Earth's mightiest humans. I think there's an argument you could use Samson to replace Rexplode, I would say. But outside of that, and I would probably switch Adam even Immortal, but outside of that, it seems pretty fair. And yeah, Invincible. It's a great fucking show. That and Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, my favorite Season 2s recently. And with that, Benny G, let's not waste any more of your lunch break. Let us dive into this week's episode of Dragon Ball. Take us away to a place of romance, place of paradise.
We got episode 46 of the Dragon Ball, and this is the first episode of the General Blue Saga called Bulma's Bad Day.
Bulma's no good, very bad day.
No good. Terrible, very bad day. Goku and Bulma are off to find about Dragon Ball, with Bulma being bored by the ease of travel, as King To'un very listlessly flies over the clouds. Bulma asks Goku if he can go faster, which Goku obliged to Bulma's concern as they start sailing through the skies. Meanwhile, little do they know, they're being tracked by Commander Red in his command headquarters. Commander Red notifies his soldiers to tell General Blue that Goku is heading their way. Meanwhile, at General Blue's headquarters, General Blue is out there checking himself out in the mirror, admiring his own beautiful appearance before starting his day at work.
You gotta check yourself out, you know?
He's so Aryan. He's so Aryan.
He's a narcissist to the bitter end.
Mr. But, like, Blue. Check out his costume, bro. Like, his costume is, like, blonde hair, blue eyes, This motherfucker looks like.
So, where does General Blue rank in, like, historically, like, as, like, the anime, like, anime villains who are, like, you know, metrosexual?
Yeah, pretty high up there. Pretty high up there.
Is it, like, that's the thing, is, like, it's villainous to be, egotistical narcissist, but there's also, like, a part of it where it's, like, you know, it's okay to just, like, take care of yourself physically. There's, like, a balance there.
I do feel like the shitting on the retrosexual thing is like, shitting on men to take care of themselves is just a way for dudes that smell to, like, not feel bad about the fact that they smell.
It does have a tinge of that, you know. It's like, I don't care about my hygiene. I'm a good person.
Is nose blind to himself, your boy has become discreetly aware of how many dudes smell wild in the world, and don't seem to have any shame about it. That's the thing that gets me.
I mean,
if someone tells me I smell bad, I feel nothing but embarrassment.
Yeah, it's an embarrassing thing. I grew up playing sports as a heavy dude, and, you know, I had to get all the I had to watch down. Especially, I would go from, like, playing baseball games to, like, doing stand-up. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was a couple of times where it was a little embarrassing. I had the musk of the field on me.
I stunk by just being alive. Just like being around.
Well, that's the thing, but now that happens to everybody. You have to, everyone stinks just by being alive. You know, so you gotta, you gotta mindfully do it, you know, along with all the other things in life. This is why, like, you know, I've definitely been, like, depressed and, like, not bathed in, like, days and shit. So I've been there. So I don't want to bully everybody, but what I will say is that in it is funny, like, in media where it's like, can you believe this man cares about what he looks like at all?
Yeah, that's, like,
it's always weird. About men. It's never, like, it's very rare where, like, we hold this up as a villainous trait for women, you know? It's like, they might, right. It might be, like, a minor flaw they have, like, oh, she's a little vain or whatever. But for men, it's like, he's evil.
Can you believe this man? This man isn't busy digging ditches and cares about his appearance? Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens, man.
I mean, there might be a part of it also that's a little bit, let's say, classist, because, like, General Blue, given his position and all that, he probably has, you know, he's not digging ditches. He's not a proletariat. He's a general in an army. So he probably has more time to take care of all his what have you. So, but I do think it's funny, though. It's a very prevalent thing in media about male villains, especially in anime and, like, Japanese media. It's like, this man.
He's a feat.
He's filing his nails. This man keeps his nails in a trim to a certain length. He must also have no empathy for human life.
I mean, fair enough.
But anyway, yeah, like, fuck General Blue, though. He's a piece of shit.
I mean, we're not on General Blue's side because, you know. We're not on General Blue's side here because he's, like, a feat and gets a bad rap, but he...
No.
You know, we find it funny. Yeah. We find it strange.
Yeah, no, teenage me wouldn't question this at all, but, like, now I'm like, yeah, you know, you can file your nails and also care about human life.
Yeah, nigga, take a shower. That's the first thing first. Wash your ass.
Wash your hands.
I mean, to be fair, he's... General Blue is surrounded by disgusting people.
Yeah, the Red Ribbon for Soldiers.
Where,
oh, yes, please go. Yes, exactly. Go ahead. Yes.
That scene where he catches someone picking their nose and he has them executed.
So, like, okay. that's the thing, right? It's like, obviously, it's incredibly anti-humanitarian to execute someone for picking their nose. But also, this dude was gross as fuck. What the hell is this guy doing? Yeah, fucking, what the hell?
Bruh, you thought you were sneak. You thought you were on the sneak show, huh?
Yeah.
You thought he was getting away with it. You've been there, though. I've been there. I thought I was getting away with it. It wasn't. Motherfuckers came at me sideways. Like, yeah, I get it.
I mean, that's why you always gotta keep tissues on you, bro. You gotta blow your nose. If you have an issue, get a tissue.
Facts. I just use my sleeve because I'm a fucking dirtbag.
Are you a teenage dirtbag?
I'm in spirit, I'm always a teenage dirtbag. If I don't stay on top of my shit, I smell like the inside of a prosthetic leg.
Fuck.
Like, I know me. I know who I am.
Okay.
If I'm not on top of the, if I'm on top of the ball, it's a wrap. I understand your boy, you know, thinking he's at work. He's in front of his computer, he's not doing anything. It's like on Facebook and shit.
Yeah.
And then his boss's like, what you doing? Picking your nose and then to be shot, that's kinda fucked up.
Yeah, it's definitely fucked up to execute a guy. That's
I mean to anyway, Colonel Blue gets a General Blue gets a message that Goku is on his way with a picture of Goku, and he finds out that Goku has beaten both Colonel Silver and General White. Though he's not worried, because Goku's a child.
Yeah, that's correct.
A reasonable assumption. Goku uses the radar to discover that Dragon Ball is underwater and lands on an island. Bulma changes back to her regular height and gets one of her capsules. The only to find out that the capsule that she thought was a submarine is just her dad's porno mags.
So she was in such a rush to leave with Goku that she took her dad's capsule box instead of her own, which is really funny because her dad is also like the greatest scientist on Earth, but he just has one capsule, which is just nudie mags. To which Goku in the English version, as the magazines rain from the sky, in the clear image of the imagery of the bit that Toriyama sensei wanted, Goku opens the magazine, looks at it, and goes, "Oh, these girls must be poor. They can't afford any clothes."
It's pretty great. Like, yeah, damn, Goku. I mean, in a way, he's right.
If you want the
social economics of three people getting into pornography.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. That's
he's not entirely wrong.
That's the thing about I don't know if Toriyama like meant it this way, but from a 2024 perspective, it is like it is kind of hilariously on point. This is why Dragon Ball Goku is the best Goku, and I'll hear no arguments to the contrary. Because, like, not wrong. Just going, these girls are poor, they can't afford clothes. But Bulma's like, they're not poor. But here's the thing, Bulma's supposed to be the one that knows better, but Goku is, like you said, still kind of right. These women may not be poor, but they are
like not in a way,
having not no clothes you, for not, money.
Not in the way you think it is, but in a greater sense.
I mean, in a way, posing nude for money is not having clothes because for money. Like that's literally. They may not be exactly poor, but
I mean, they're not exactly poor, but this is their living. So I'm like, you know, they are selling their bodies just like everyone else is selling their body.
They traded their clothes for money in this instance. Yeah.
Except for Goku, who lives outside of capitalism and can make fun of it.
Yeah, doesn't understand it, and that's why he's just
Goku's the only free man.
Right.
Dragon Ball Goku is the only free person.
Well, Master Roshi kind of is too, but he's also like a perv, so.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
They're free. Free of this world.
They're free of capitalism.
Yeah.
So Bulma goes off looking for a shop to get new capsules while Goku goes underwater. So Bulma runs into two Red Ribbon soldiers who creepily begin to flirt with her, and I did not like this. This was crazy.
No,
this
was gross. I knew it was gonna happen, but I really didn't like it either.
Yeah, so
it was harrowing.
Yeah, Bulma tells them that she's underage, and the guys are like, "Yeah, sure, we'll wait." And I did not like that.
Is that what they said in the Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, like, yeah.
Bulma's like, "I'm 16, you should wait until I'm older," and they're like, "Yeah, sure, we'll wait."
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. It's really...
It gets worse. Trust me, brother, it gets worse.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, it starts off with them shooting her at her from planes.
Yeah, that's true. That's where we begin.
Yeah, they shoot at her from a goddamn helicopter. And then, like, oh, it's just a young lady. And then she's like, "You could have killed me." And he's like, "Oh." And the English like, "Do you want to have some fun?" And it's really, that really is upsetting.
Fun is real loaded here, guys.
Yeah, word is incredibly loaded. And then she's like, yeah, Bulma's like, you mean like, you know, playing sports or hanging out at the fairs or something? And they're like, nah. And I was like, oh, Christ. Right. The thing is, this is being played like kind of like as a gag, which doesn't make it better.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, it made my skin crawl. So, what happened next, Benny G?
So Goku can't hold his breath long enough to find a Dragon Ball and goes up looking for Bulma. He soon discovers the two Red Ribbon soldiers harassing Bulma and knocks him unconscious. General Blue becomes aware of this and is amazed that a little boy could defeat two of his officers. Goku then decides to go to Kami House for help. Meanwhile, Master Roshi is fishing on Turtle's back.
Yeah, Goku is like, we should go to Master Roshi, he's around here, and Bulma doesn't want to go. Understandably.
Yeah, this is like slightly better.
Yeah, Bulma and these two fucking Red Ribbon guys are basically Coyote Roadrunner, but like more loaded.
Yeah. Is it like if the Coyote wanted to rape the Roadrunner?
That's what was happening. That's what was happening, yeah.
Not super great.
Yeah, they like try to pounce at her, and then thankfully our heroine dodges them and runs away. But then after she like, here's what's crazy. They shoot at her. Then they realize, like, oh, it's a teenage girl. Then they try to sexually assault her. When she rebuffs their advances, they go back in the place and try to shoot at her again. These guys are fucking psychopaths. Absolutely. And I hope Goku killed them. I hope he killed them with those power pole attacks, blowing up their helicopters. Because we got to see Goku use a power pole again, which I always like. Yeah, but and then I love General Blue being like, holy shit, he beat two of my officers. Like, yeah, bro, he wiped out two divisions already. Based on all the information you've gained, how is this surprising? But yeah, we're going to go back to Master Roshi's, and hopefully nothing bad happens. Bulma already had a very bad day, so this is a little short and sweet episode here. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, Benji, what would you give this?
Oh, I give this a 3. Not much happened in this episode, but and I didn't like all the creepiness.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna go 2 just because of that. I just didn't. It was like fine. Otherwise, it was like nothing great happened anyway. And then that really took it down for me. I really didn't like that. So I'm going to give it a 2. Although, then again, Goku's comments about the nudie mags. You know, I'll go 2.5.
That was top tier. That was top tier. You're right.
I'll go 2.5. Benji, please tell the people at home about your wares.
Oh, by the time you listen to this, I probably will be in... I have probably done Midwest All-Star Wrestling Double Jeopardy show in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's going to be a great show. Be there with Jerry Lynn, The Godfather, Hornswoggle, Melina. So many folks. It's a 2-ring battle royal. And your boy's going to win the whole goddamn thing.
That's right.
That's probably already happened. By the time you listen to this, so it's a moot point. Ham _ wrestler for more wrestling dates. Capitalist pig wrestler on Instagram for more wrestling dates. If you want me to wrestle, ham _ wrestling at Gmail.
That's right. And also, if you want to support us on Patreon, it's patreon.com/BOSpod. And also, me and Katie Rose do the Professional Wrestling Podcast as well. And we're outie. We'll see you next time for Ballin' Out Super! Another bowl, herbs in it.
first hit, I'm ready to rock and roll. Pipe kick, but now it's ready to lock and load. Keep the mic lit, I'm getting into cypher mode. Sky's the limit where your sky is low. Turn your speakers up, I'm reaching for the cosmos. Stay sleeping, I'ma hit you with your eyes closed. Till they dilate, now you wide awake. I lie and wait and stake out my opportunities. I might be new to rap, but this rap ain't new to me, yo. Word is bond, I'll be on till the dawn and beyond. From the cradle to the grave, no, they saving me a toke. I know you smoke till I'm gone, yeah. Gone, yeah. From the east to the west, know you smoke till I'm gone, yeah. Till I'm gone, till I'm gone. From the north to the south, know you smoke till I'm gone, yeah. Till I'm gone, till I'm gone. If you know what I'm about, I know you smoke till I'm gone, yeah. Now learning how to operate can send you to a higher place. So go ahead, take the lead, get to driving straight. See if I die today, heaven is a mile away. Though we'll only pray when I thank God it's Friday. I'm a creek that never runs dry. It'd be wise to watch your mouth some before you get your tongue blah, blah, blah. I'm twisting knots in the landscapes, yeah. And no, I won't dim it down like a lampshade. I'm saying paper the most, an hour later I'm ghost. And I don't care if your band's played. Now there ain't no grave that could hold my body down. I ride around my side of town, you bring a dump and I'll buy a round. There's plenty of dust to kick up, plenty of us to settle. Never metaphor, because I heard the one was special. You're better off with the devil, now your kettle is black. So peep the first verse, you should know I ain't new to rap. Now who is that? It's Mr. Smoke till I'm gone, yeah. And from the east to the west, know you smoke till I'm gone. Come on, gone till I'm gone, yeah. And from the north to the south, know you smoke till I'm gone. Come on, till I'm gone, yeah. Now this is no hallucination or relation. I'm creating ability to communicate. A set with no location. That's time and space that confines what you place in the matrix. Cause outside we are dangerous. I'm taking off once my feet hit the pavement. I wake up every morning so I'm forming in a basement. Love it or hate it, either play, get played. It's either you place or replace. You sedate you and have you wasted. These serpents lay in the safe bit. It's safe to say once you make it, they'll be looking to take it. So face it, no stage is safe yet. I'm so close to the light I can taste. It's like I was once an angel, but my memory erased it. Clientele still wish to remain nameless. Still changing the game. The game watches me change it, a shapeshift. Daydreaming during my day shift. Cause they don't know I might blow. I don't really say shit like, yo, you know I smoke till I'm gone, right? And from the east to the west, know you smoke till I'm gone. Till I'm gone. Till I'm gone. From the north to the south, know you smoke till I'm gone. Till I'm gone. Till I'm gone. Elation.